Where are we in HER2 testing? There are two ways to test, the IHC protein test or the FISH test. Where are we in terms of the accuracy of those tests? I mean, now it's more important than ever that they be done accurately. There's been questions in the past about that. Where are we right now?
I think because of issues of cost and turnaround time and just familiarity with using conventional amine histochemistry in most hospital-based laboratories and even in reference laboratories, IHC-based assays looking for protein expression are being used. And for those patients who have 3+ positive tumors, that's generally enough to recommend trastuzumab, whether used for adjuvant or metastatic setting. For those who are 2+, in that setting, generally it would be reasonable to proceed to FISH testing because we know that only about 20% of those patients will be truly HER2 positive by FISH for looking for gene amplification. There may be other scenarios, for example, in patients where there may be discordance between the HER2 test result and the clinical picture. One may want to, for example, pursue FISH testing in someone who has a tumor that's 1+ by IHC.
What about the role, potential role in the future of assays like the Oncotype as a way to measure HER2 in ER as opposed to the way we're doing it now individually?
Well, the Oncotype DX assay basically involves using, as I said, an RT-PCR technique to look for gene amplification. Some of the assays looking at gene amplification that are currently available by FISH are essentially doing the same thing. They're just using different methodology. So I do think we will see other assays in the future that may rely on RT-PCR, either on an individual basis for HER2 or as part of a global expression profiling.